This is the Sundial Writer's Corner on 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Sundial writer Paul Harrison is a minister in Madison, but as a child, magic caught his attention.
Though a preacher's kid, I wasn't enamored by Samson or Simon Peter. It was the great Houdini who stirred my imagination. At age 13, after watching some TV piece on the magician, I decided my six-year-old brother and I should try our hands at amazing escapes. Each of us would take a turn at tying the other one up with our jump rope. Jeff tied me up first. When he said go, I wiggled and squirmed as fast as I could, and soon stood triumphant in our living room, extricated from the rope and gloating over my accomplishment. Clearly, another Houdini had burst onto the scene. Now it was Jeff's turn, and realizing there simply wasn't room in the world for three great magicians, I determined he would not escape. Positioning him face down on our couch, I pulled his hands behind his back. I proceeded to wrap the jump rope around his wrists several times in handcuff fashion, and then wove the white cord around his ankles and secured them as well. "Go," I said, and my little brother commenced contortions worthy of the circus. Having made little progress on the couch, he somehow rolled over and rose to his feet on our hardwood floor. Grinning, I sat back and watched as he continued his struggle for freedom. Just as I was about to proclaim myself the Great Harrison, Jeff lost his balance and began to fall forward. It happened so fast, there was nothing to do but watch the unfolding disaster. Now, what would you do if your hands were tied behind your back and you were falling face forward toward the floor? Well, that's exactly what he did. He leaned his head back as far as he could to keep from smashing his face. By doing so, however, his chin lined up precisely for a direct hit on the hardwood. The horrors of that scene still haunt me. The floor perfectly split open the underside of Jeff's chin, and blood began to flow. I immediately hoisted him on the couch, and while he alternated sobs and whimpers, I feverishly worked to untie him. Unfortunately, I had performed my rope work all too well, and try as I would, I couldn't loose him. The only thing I could think of was to try cutting the rope, so I dashed to the kitchen and retrieved Mama's butcher knife, the big one she used to carve roast. As I hovered over my bound and bleeding brother with that massive blade, my mother, having heard the ruckus from the back side of the house, walked in. Nothing could have prepared her for what met her eyes. There, like some variation of Abraham and Isaac of old, was her little boy clearly being offered as a sacrifice on a makeshift altar. What happened next is blurry in my memory. Mom discovered happily what the knife was for, discarded that approach to freeing Jeff, and somehow manually loosened his knots. She then called Dad, and soon we were all heading for the ER. While my parents accompanied the patient into the hospital, I stayed in the car, repenting of my 13 years' worth of sin and praying that my brother wouldn't die, which thankfully he didn't. Interestingly, Jeff and I had indeed performed some strange form of magic. For that day, the value of my little brother grew exponentially in my heart, surpassing even the great Houdini.
Paul Harrison is pastor of Madison Free Will Baptist Church. He and his wife Diane enjoy their kids and grandkids, but never tie them up. You can find and share all of our Sundial commentaries at WLRH.org. Look under the Program tab for the Sundial Writer's Corner. This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.